I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And I'm very happy to welcome to our studios a band that I've been enjoying for a while. And finally, they have a new album out. And so we have a great excuse to have them in our studios. It's Dance Attic, and they are Susie Ludwig, who you might remember from Father Hennepin on accordion, and Jimmy Cooper, who plays with the Fractals on guitar. Hi, guys.
Hey, Chrissy. Thanks for having us.
I'm so happy to have you here.
It's good to be here.
I'm also excited for people who have not heard you before, because you're so fun. So I'm looking forward to sharing your music with people. And you have your CD release show tonight at Beener Central in Duluth, and it's called Cabin Fever. Show starts at 7. You guys play at 8, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And then also you're part of Duluth's Homegrown Music Festival at 7:30 on Tuesday night at Vikra. So people know where to find you. We're going to come back and talk about that new album and talk about the band, but what do you want to get started with here?
Yeah, we'll play a new track off of our album here. It's a little song called Ain't Gonna, Don't Wanna. Right?
Dance Attic live from Studio A, and they have a lot of tunes like that that make you just want to dance. So I guess it's kind of good that you have dance in the title of your band.
Watch out, man.
Where did that title come from? I guess I didn't even think to ask you that until just now.
Well, before we started playing music together, Jimmy and I took a swing dance class together, and so that's where the dance in Dance Attic came from. And we needed a place to practice, so Jimmy cleared a space in the attic of my barn, and that was our attic for our dancing. Before we started playing music, that's what we did. So
fun. Well, and that's kind of reenacted. There's a video for which song is the video for?
Starting a fire.
Yeah, yeah, Starting a Fire, and I believe you're dancing in a barn.
Dancing in that very same one.
Oh, I didn't realize that's where it all started. That's delightful. Yeah. That's delightful. And so, tell me how you guys started. So you guys have done separate music projects. And what came first, the music, and you're a couple, and did the couple come first, and then you started playing music together, or did you play music together first?
we're kind of slow. It took us a while to figure out, yeah, let's play music together.
Yeah, we've been hanging out
about
for over a year
or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all of a sudden said, hey, why don't we jam a little together? So
that was mainly, yeah, we're out at Susie's cabin, and she had an old accordion there laying around, and I'd never heard her play it yet, you know, until you were at the cabin, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was, you know, a little rusty. She felt a little rusty and was talking about, you know, wishing she could play more accordion. So I was like, well, let's just maybe, you know, write out some tunes and just kind of mess around and play some music together on the weekends. Why not?
Well, because, yeah, you've been in Father Hennepin, but you haven't really done, I haven't seen you do that many other things. So was that kind of your sporadic experience getting to play?
Yeah, that was kind of it. And life is busy and other things take over. But, yeah, and Father Hennepin doesn't play as often as we used to back in the 90s. So it was a good excuse to pick up the accordion, dust it off, and play a little more. So.
Well, fun. And you guys have been playing regularly. And you have a once-a-month gig, I think, at Thirsty Pagan. Is that right?
Yep.
Second Thursdays.
Yeah, usually it's either Jimmy or it's you guys on Thursday nights.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How has that been for you then, getting to play regularly?
It's so fun, and the Thirsty Pagan's a perfect place to do it because it's so welcoming and great. It's a great vibe, good people, and people are either listening or not. They're having dinner or not, so it's pretty low pressure. And
pizza and the beer aren't too bad either.
And the pizza and the beer are pretty good, and the staff's pretty good.
And so, Jimmy, when I first started seeing you guys play, it was not what I was expecting, because I know you as a guitar shredder. Well, you know, I mean, but you know, I know you from the Fractals, and you're the Beatles fanatic in that band. Is that right?
Yeah, I got a little Beatles thing going
And there's some other, what are some other artists there? What are the other that you kind of maybe bring into that band? I can't remember ones are your influence.
What I've been doing lately. I don't know. We do the Dick Dale and the Link Wray. I like that. But Barry and I, we kind of match up on all that stuff.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Rockabilly. I guess lately it's been more Eddie Cochran.
Okay.
Been digging on some of that stuff.
Okay.
As far as doing the Fractals. But the Fractals primarily focus on the covers, you know. So.
Yeah. And so that's how I thought of you. And then I saw this band, which is, you know, I don't know, like, can I call you nerdy without you feeling
we are
insulted?
Proud of that term.
I mean, you have, you know, I'm just going to, let's see, I can probably just, name some of the songs on here and people will get the point. Pickle in Your Boot is one of them. You have Fizzy Yellow Beer is one I've heard you do a lot. That's kind of fun. You have one about an outhouse. I'm not going to say which one. I don't know if you're going to do that one today, but
I think we have the corner on that market. Everyone's got a lot of songs, but who has songs about an outhouse?
So, how did that just, when you started making music, how is that? Is it just because there's an accordion in the band and accordions just inspire fun, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, it kind of took us a while to figure out what direction we were going to go. Initially, we just started playing old Hank Williams tunes and stuff like that, and I can really only sing about two or three of those ones right, so, you know, it started in that old-timey thing. We listened to a lot of Ink Spots when we're hanging out, you know, so the Ink Spots are a huge influence on some of the stuff. And they're in, like, the late 30s, early 40s, you know, and they did, not only did, you know, slow kind of swing stuff, they also had some fast stuff, too, that they're not as known for. So that had an influence, I don't know, just Pokey Lafarge bands that we've been hearing lately have been cool, too, so.
But I appreciate that Jimmy is not too cool for school, so we can sort of get into what we want to get into and not care about what other people think.
Yeah,
it's been fun,
and it's fun to watch you guys because of that. There is no self consciousness. You guys are just having fun up there, and it's so great to watch.
That's prime directive.
and sometimes, you know, and I know for Homegrown is one of those occasions where you kind of go the extra mile. You have a light bright that spells out the name of your band. Sometimes I've seen you have a bubble machine, although then that was causing issues with the floor game.
Yeah,
bubble machine
problems.
Is strictly outdoors now. Kids love it.
It was very fun. You know, so you have matching outfits made by
Darren Wallace,
who's also in the Fractals with you. Got to give him a shout out for his sewing skills. So that's kind of a fun aspect of the band too.
Yeah.
You guys enjoy that, doing that?
Yeah, the outfits kind of match our aesthetic too. You know, because we do that old time country kind of thing sometimes, and we were just looking at, you know, you look at Webb Pierce, you look at Patsy Cline, you know, they don't dress in, you know, t-shirts and jeans.
No flannel shirts.
It's all over the top, so We kind of took that on. It seemed like a natural extension.
Just, not enough people were doing it, so we thought we would be the ones.
And I've seen Darren made all the Fractals uniforms, so it was obvious, like, hey, I bet you Darren can make this. Of course he can. He can repair your tractor, too.
I don't know what he can't do. Yeah, so that's a wonderful and fun part of it. And if people want to see that, you guys have a video. Where can people find you online?
www.danceatticmusic.com. And on Facebook,
and,
of course.
And you're on Facebook. So if people want to check out that video, they can get a taste of those outfits. And also they can get a taste for your enthusiasm. And your enthusiasm. The thing I love about that is in the video, it has Susie pushing a wheelbarrow full of... accordions, because you have several. And then Jimmy comes along, and he's pushing a wheelbarrow of beer. Which people that know you're a craft beer enthusiast. So
yeah,
it's kind of fun. So I love that aspect of it. It really kind of has your personalities in it. Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to do next?
Let's do the one from the video here. And you can check that video out on our website if you'd like. It's called Starting a Fire with You. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dance Attic live from Studio A, and that's another track from there, Cabin Fever. It's actually the one that kicks off the album, Starting a Fire with You. And 14 songs on here, but they're generally short and sweet, so I think that it's not even an hour long, I don't think. So tell me about the album and where you made it and how you got all the songs together. Did you guys you just had that material, I think, going into it, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Been writing, you know, since we started, kind of adding things, and like I said earlier, we're trying to figure out what our sound was, and there's some stuff that didn't even get recorded and put on this album. We have some more tunes that, you know, they may appear later on some EP or something else. We even have a Christmas song, but we kind of just sorted out what songs made sense for this thing, and yeah, came out with that set, and I think they work really well together. So.
And you guys write together, or?
Yeah, I did a lot of the writing, and Susie wrote, she wrote, I think, Ava Brown, and she does all our, works out all our accordion parts and
we
things.
We
kind of
worked on Cabin
harmonies.
Song together, but
yeah,
otherwise
cabin
Jimmy's
song.
Our main.
Yeah, actually,
writer.
Cabin Song started it, didn't it?
Yeah.
She had a little riff going, and then we got turned into the one called Cabin Song, so.
We wrote that one on the beach.
Literally written on,
nice.
On the beaches of Lake Superior.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And where did you work on it? Where did you record the album?
At our own leisure. And Susie's got a nice place. It's very quiet and Poplar, and mm-hmm. It's right in our practice space there at our house.
Oh,
we just
okay.
recorded it there.
Okay.
It's Studio A at the cabin.
Nice.
Great place to have coffee in the morning, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you done much recording before of other people, Jimmy?
Of other people?
Have you done...
No, I've primarily recorded, like, my fingerstyle guitar albums that I've done.
Oh, okay.
You know, in a similar fashion. So, mm-hmm. other than that, I've recorded with, you know, other bands like the Dukes of Hubbard, mm-hmm. No Wait Wait, and the Fractals. And I'm currently recording with Todd Eckhart for his album.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Got to finish that up. Mental note.
I'm glad you mentioned all those bands, because I was just thinking about, I was like, I think Jimmy was in a lot of other bands before the Fractals came along.
Oh, yeah.
That just
yeah,
happens to be.
I was in the Dukes of Hubbard for a long time.
Which was a very popular band.
Yeah. And some of those guys are getting together for Homegrown, it looks like, for the Glitterati set. So
nice. Well,
watch
I know
out for that.
I know we're going to have Eric Actual Wolf in here next mm-hmm. week, and he was part of the band, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was in the Dukes. Timmy yeah. from Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah, I always forget
Russ
that.
Sackett was on keyboards, and Ben Wysick.
Wow.
Vocals.
A lot of talent there.
Yeah.
A lot of talent there.
A fun band.
And how long was that band around?
I think we might have been done around like 2004. 2005 was our very last show I remember playing with Ben. I think it was for his birthday or something once. Mm-hmm. But we started in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly can't remember when that version of it started, though. I want to say like 99 or mm-hmm. something like that.
So,
bad historian.
So you've got your album out now, and you've got your regular monthly gig. Are you hoping to do many other shows, or is that just, you know, is that what you just want to kind of?
We are skyrocketing to worldwide obscurity, world domination, and domination. Nothing short of that, I think. You know,
we just like more people to hear our music and keep doing gigs that we really enjoy playing and have. And as long as we keep enjoy playing, that's the important thing to me anyway.
Well, and you get to do some fun things. Like I think you played at, speaking of Barnes, you played at the Free Range Film Festival one year.
We're doing that
this year.
So. Oh, fun. Any other gigs planned be into the future that we should let people know about?
The 301 Club in the cities or the 311 Club in the cities?
The 3-something Club.
There's the Art of World thing. Coming up.
We both have memory problems.
Yeah.
But we have some fun. And we're playing Grand Marais the weekend before 4th of July. So
oh, fun.
Catch us up there.
Fun. Well, you know, I'm just going to say, because all of your songs are so short, we probably could fit two more in if you want to do two more.
Sure.
But what did you want to do next?
What you feel like?
Do you want to do 20-something on Chloe?
Sure.
Okay.
They're both very short. Which one would you like to do first?
Let's do 20-something so we can end with Chloe.
All right. As long as I got my pink wazoo on.
Yeah.
Ready? I guess it's all in love.
Wonderful. Another one from Dance Attic, live from Studio A, from their Cabin Fever album. And what was that one again? That was
called 20-something.
20-something. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, guys. And we got to remind people that you are playing tonight for your release show. And who's opening tonight? You have a couple of great artists with you.
Yeah, we have Jamie Ness starting the show at 7 o'clock, and Mama's Stolen Horses are going to play after.
All right. And you guys are in the middle. You're the middle of the sandwich at 8 o'clock.
Fantastic sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And then Homegrown Music Festival, you have a Tuesday night slot at Vikra in Canal Park there, and that is at 7:30. All right, we have time for one more. I'm excited. I like this one.
It's our most requested song.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. All right. Well, it's the Outhouse song, and the Outhouse has a name. So, ready? One, two, three.
Why don't we go see Chloe?
That is Dance Attic and their song about an outhouse, live from Studio A. Thanks so much, guys. That was really fun. I'm glad we could do
that.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Quentin Steele, and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.